This is Dr. Patadia, dictating the consult on Annabel Frias, last name F for Frank, R, I for India, A for Apple, S for Sam, first name Annabel, A for Apple, N for Nancy, N for Nancy, A for Apple, B for Boy, E for Europe, L for Larry, L for Larry. Date, June 2nd, 2022, period, new paragraph. She's a 87-year-old female patient who comes with the history of two near syncopal episode about 2 to 3 months ago, period. According, new paragraph, according to the patient, first episode happened around, first episode happened in the beginning of the March 2022, when she was sitting in sun, S-U-N, and when she tried to stand up, she had a nearly fainting spell with period. There were some family members nearby who were able to help her, so she did not sustain any injury. And then she was helped to sit in the car and taken home, period. When she reached home, she had a headache and feeling of fatigue. Plus, she says on checking her blood pressure, it was around 100 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Second episode happened about 3 weeks after the first episode. In the first week of April 2022, when she was walking to Target store, Target, T for Tom in capital letters, A for Apple, R, G, E, T for Tom, store, period. Similar symptoms were felt. Once again, she nearly fainted, but she did not sustain injury, and she was able to come home and had a similar feeling of headache and fatigue, period. Subsequently, she decided to stop all her antihypertensive medicine, period. At the time of second episode, she checked her blood pressure at home and it was 98 millimeters of mercury, systolic pressure, period. New paragraph. Since she stopped taking all the antihypertensive medication, she has felt better. She hasn't had any more dizziness or syncope, and her functional capacity is adequate, period. She says that she goes to gym 5 days a week for about 1 hour and does various exercise, which is according to her age, period. No history of any chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. No history of any palpitation or cough with expectoration, period. No history of edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, G capital, period, I capital, period, problem, period, new paragraph. Past history, history of hypertension, period, history of hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of diabetes, comma, cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Family history, nothing contributory, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period. No pallor, sinuses, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, homocystine lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsalis pedis 1 by 4 and both posterior tibial 2 by 4 period. No carotid bruit period, no obvious skin problem detected period, new paragraph. The blood pressure. The first blood pressure was 160 over 90 millimeters of mercury in right superior extremity period. Patient says that she has a problem of white coat hypertension because her blood pressure at homes are generally good and in the doctor's office they are higher period. Few minutes later in both superior extremity her blood pressure were 150, 150 over 84 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic click and a 2 by 6 ejection systolic murmur in the left lower parasternal area, which may suggest mitral wall prolapse and systolic mitral regurgitation, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no other significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or bronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit, noted, period. Next line. Both carotids are equal, period. No carotid bruit, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. EKG, normal sinus rhythm, and low voltage QRS complexes, but no significant abnormality noted, period. Review of blood pressure taken by patient at home since May 26 shows that they are generally within normal limits when she is not on any antihypertensive medications, period. New paragraph. Advice. The patient was advised that she can continue not taking any antihypertensive medicines. She should check her blood pressure regularly at home and bring the blood pressure records plus her blood pressure instrument to the office next time in about 2 weeks, period. new paragraph. The patient two near syncopal episode may be due to postural hypotension. Postural P for Paul, O, S, T for Tom, U, R, A for Apple, L. HY, P for Peter, O, T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, S for Sam, I, O, N for Nancy. At the same time, in view of clinical finding of mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation, plan is to do echocardiogram to evaluate for any other cardiac abnormality and structural wall problem, period. The pros and cons of cardiac workup of echocardiogram were explained to the patient in detail, which she understood well and had no further questions, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, near syncopal episode twice, likely etiology postural hypotension, HY, P for Peter, O, T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, S for Sam, I for India, O, N for Nancy. Number two, history of hypertension, which is mostly according to the patient, is white coat hypertension. Next line, number three, hypercholesterolemia. Next line, number four, clinically mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. New paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in clinical evaluation, including blood pressure, which kept decreasing, plus explanation of likely etiology of her near syncopal episode and reasons for the ultrasound of the heart, period. She was told that future management plan will depend on the clinical course and workup findings, period. In the meantime, she was advised to continue recording the blood pressure at home regularly and bring her blood pressure instrument at the time of next visit, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.